Mark Hornbacher here with our final practical activity for this series. In the preceding course, Father McDonald talked with us about what it means to imitate God in the work of evangelization. A lot of what he focused on concerned holiness and how it affects evangelization. He encouraged us to follow the example of Christ in being just and merciful with others as we sow the seed of God's word and meet people at the well. In order to sow the word of God in people's hearts, though, we ourselves need to have that word in us. So for this practical activity, we're going to engage in an ancient Christian practice called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina is where we take a text of the scriptures and pray with it, listening to God speak to us. For this present activity, we're going to use Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15 for our reflection. This is the passage where Jesus gives the parable of the sower, sowing seed on different kinds of ground. Take some silent time before the Blessed Sacrament in a church or in a favorite prayer spot to pray over this passage. You can begin this time of prayer with an Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be, or another prayer written by a saint or taken from Scripture that speaks to your heart. Then consult with the written lesson for guidance about praying with Luke chapter 8, verse 4 through 15. In the end, conclude this activity by thanking the Lord for his blessings and love, and end this time of prayer as you began it with an Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, or another prayer written by a saint or taken from Scripture that speaks to your heart. Before you conclude the activity, please post in the community forums about your experience doing this activity. As usual, there is a specific thread where you can write about your experience. In addition, give a constructive question or comment about the lesson or on somebody else's post on their experience doing the practical activity. All of this is required for your Theology of Evangelization Certificate of Completion. Thanks.